We're checking in on how crops came through the polar vortex. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We made it through the bone-chilling weather, but what impact did 48 below have on plants and crop fields? We're going to get an update now from Hope Kerwin. She's a WPR reporter based in La Crosse, where she hosts the regional program Newsmakers and joins us from our WPR studios in La Crosse. Hope, thanks for coming in.
Happy to be here.
So we had this record temperatures. Were Wisconsin's fruit crops able to survive those temperatures?
So at this point, it's a little uncertain. We really won't know for sure until spring when things start greening up and producers are able to see where winter injury or winter kill in some cases took place. There are a few things that producers can do to check on their crops as winter continues. But, you know, at this point, it's a little uncertain.
Are some Wisconsin fruit trees acclimated to these freezes from experiencing them in years past?
Yeah, so acclimation, that is a real process that, you know, producers kind of rely on to help crops get through typical, you know, Wisconsin winters. This is something that fruit crop specialist Amaya Atucha with UW-Madison talked to me about. And just kind of as the temperatures get colder in the fall, the plants start preparing themselves for those freezing temperatures. So that's probably a process that helps some plants get through the cold. But, you know, Atucha really brought up to me that the freezing temperatures we saw last week, that extreme cold, I mean, that's asking much more of the plants than kind of the typical winter in our area. And so, you know, even if a plant might be acclimated to the cold, you know, they still might not have been able to survive those extreme temperatures.
How did the heavy snowfall we got in some parts of the state before the polar vortex settled in, did that help protect some crop varieties?
Actually, snowfall is a farmer's best friend when it comes to perennial crops, because what snow does is it helps insulate the soil from those extreme temperatures, and it also helps protect the root systems of those plants. You know, in the fall, as we're kind of transitioning into winter, plants will put their reserves down into those root systems. So it's really important that they're able to, you know, kind of preserve those through extreme cold. So snow can help insulate those and help them survive.
There are vineyards throughout Wisconsin, with a lot of them concentrated in Door County. Do we know how much this cold might impact this year's grapes?
Yeah, I spoke with a vineyard owner, Ryan Prelwitz, in Ripon. He's also the president of the Wisconsin Winery Association. When I called him up, he said, yeah, every vineyard owner in the state is probably worried about their crops. And so, because when grapevines go dormant, they still have a bud that is going to, you know, produce next year's crop. And so what can happen is if extreme cold can really damage that primary bud. Now, grapevines do have a few backup buds just in case the primary bud should die or be damaged. It's kind of, you know, a safety measure that the grapevines have, and so that can help them come back and still, you know, produce a crop come this spring and summer. But, you know, it's not going to be as fruitful as the primary bud.
Talking with Hope Kerwin, she is a WPR reporter based in La Crosse, and she's been checking with farmers about how the polar vortex has impacted their crops, if they can even tell at this point. Hope, what about other perennial crops like alfalfa? How did that fare?
Yeah, so alfalfa is definitely another crop that could have really been impacted by the extreme cold, especially if they didn't have that insulating snowfall beforehand. And so, I mean, with that crop, that's really going to depend on, you know, once we get to spring, farmers will then be able to see kind of how bad the winter kill is. You know, another issue with alfalfa is that if, you know, from the, we had a bit of a warm up last weekend, and so some of the snow melted in some parts of the state. And so if that, you know, moisture is now forming into sheets of ice, that can be really hard on alfalfa fields. Because it's basically cutting off the oxygen to that soil where the alfalfa crop is kind of, their root systems are still maintaining through the winter.
Are there Wisconsin crops that are usually able to withstand these cold spurts?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously Wisconsin is a cold place every winter. And so, you know, most of the varieties that are grown here are usually winter hardy, you know, especially things like apple trees. And so, you know, they're usually able to withstand cold temperatures. You know, it's also something that, you know, researchers like at UW-Madison or, you know, other places around the state, you know, this is something that they're always striving towards, is to look at crops that are more cold hardy.
So looking at crop varieties, creating hybrids that perhaps might be better equipped them to handle these harsh temperatures, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, actually, the fruit crop specialist that I talked to, Amaya Tucha, you know, she was talking about the grapes that they have growing at one of their research farms. And, you know, she said that she was actually a little bit excited about the extreme cold to see how, you know, which varieties fared well through the cold temperatures, you know, because some of those varieties are new and didn't go through the 2014 polar vortex that the last time we saw these kinds of extreme temperatures.
Well, at least we made one researcher happy about the polar vortex. So from an economic perspective, if the cold does have a big impact on crops, is there any way, do we have an estimate on how much farmers would lose or what cost repercussions this could have?
Unfortunately, it's really, really dependent on the each individual's farm situation. So, you know, excuse me, for the vineyard that I talked to, you know, if they saw a lot of primary buds die, maybe they're going to, you know, they're going to see less production on their farm. If they have an alfalfa field that had substantial winter kill, you know, maybe it's not worth for them to keep that field in alfalfa. And so they might have to till it up and start all over again. So it really depends on where the, you know, the farm was. It can even get down to what varieties they're growing on their farm, what the elevation of that land is. You know, all those things can really, you know, impact the each individual's farm situations, and therefore, you know, how much they might have to spend to kind of, you know, maintain or address some of these winter injuries.
We had news yesterday, I think, that some invasive pests might have been killed off from these frigid temperatures. What do we know there?
Yeah, my colleague Daniel Kading in Superior has done some reporting on this. Some invasives like Asian beetles and gypsy moss, even emerald ash borer, isn't something that affects plants, but, you know, is another invasive in Wisconsin. Those species might actually have seen high mortality rates because of the extreme cold temperatures. You know, if temperatures were able to get down low enough, you know, they're going to not come back as strong in the spring. And this is actually something that Jess Ecker, who owns Ecker's Apple Farm in Tremplo, who I talked to for my reporting, she was actually kind of excited about the possibility that they're going to see less pest pressure come spring and summer. And, you know, for her, that means she's spending fewer dollars on things like insecticides or other management to kind of address pests. So, you know, that's actually a small perk that might have come out of these extreme temperatures.
Were farmers able to keep animals safe and cared for during the extremely low temperatures? What did you find there?
Yeah, so this was definitely an issue that a lot of people were talking about kind of heading into these extreme cold. It's actually something that the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection even put out kind of a notice to producers to really make sure they're being mindful. Because, you know, obviously animals who are not in a barn setting, you know, they if they're exposed to the wind, that can be really dangerous for them. So, you know, they were kind of offering tips like, you know, trying to get a structure to help block the wind, making sure that animals have liquid water, you know, unfrozen water to be able to drink from. So that might mean, you know, refreshing that water more often, using things like heaters to make sure that they're not having to, you know, kind of just choose from frozen water that takes down on their internal body temperature. It also means just feeding them more so that they're able to kind of keep up that body temperature.
Well, Hope, it looks like you'll have to wait till spring until we get more firm evidence there on the crops landscape as to what the impact there was.
Yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on it.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hope Kerwin is a reporter for WPR based in La Crosse, and she's hosting the regional program Newsmakers, joined us from our WPR studios in La Crosse. Just ahead, we learn all about Wisconsin's lakes with the writer who spent a lifetime discovering them. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.